You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show first aired November 10th, 2023. As hate crimes and incidents of discriminatory hate have surged in Canada over the past several years, Waterloo Region has not been immune to the ugly trend, seeing the highest ever levels of incidents in 2021 and then 2022. As part of a response to these increases, the City of Waterloo has developed a new guide to, quote, support residents in navigating and reporting local incidents of hate and discrimination, unquote. The new resource, quote, offers clear instructions on where to file a report and outlines what to expect throughout the process, unquote. In this show, we speak with Julie Legg, the Supervisor of Neighborhood Services for the City of Waterloo, and Paulina Rodriguez, the anti-racism and social justice advocate, also for the City of Waterloo. The interview explores the development of the Hate Incident Reporting Guide, the importance of reporting hate incidents, and how this guide helps further the City of Waterloo's inclusion and diversity initiatives and create a city where, as Julie Legg says, quote, hate isn't welcome, unquote. This new guide from the City of Waterloo was a collaboration which included community partners, community justice initiatives, and Coalition of Muslim Women of Kitchener-Waterloo, as well as the Regional Police Services. In 2022, according to Statistics Canada, police reported hate crime incidents in Waterloo Region doubled to 144 events. This represents 22.7 incidents per 100,000 of population, compared to 6.7 per 100,000 in 2017 or 2.5 per 100,000 in 2018. In Canada, hate crimes rose 38% in 2021 from 2020, reaching 3,358 incidents. And in 2022, surged even higher with 3,576 hate crime incidents being reported. That is on average 9.2 hate crime incidents per year per 100,000 of population. As the Coalition of Muslim Women of Kitchener-Waterloo reported in their 2022 Snapshot of Hate in Waterloo Region, only 10 of 97 incidents that were reported to them were ever reported to the police, suggesting that the police-reported numbers of hate incidents and hate crimes may be significantly lower than the actual number of these incidents that take place locally. The new guide from the city includes details on alternatives to reporting hate-motivated incidents to the police, such as the reportinghate.ca website, run by the Coalition of Muslim Women of Kitchener-Waterloo. According to Paulina Rodriguez from the City of Waterloo, these reporting alternatives are highlighted in an effort to support community members and, quote, meet people where they are at, where they feel most comfortable, unquote. Now for the interviews with Paulina Rodriguez and Julie Legg.
I'm Julie Legg. I'm the Supervisor of Neighborhood Services at the City of Waterloo.
And I'm Paulina Rodriguez, and I am the Anti-Racism and Social Justice Advocate at the City of Waterloo.
This guide that was recently created, why did they find it important to create it?
We created this as a resource to help community members navigate local reporting procedures and support them in the process. So helps advance the goal and commitment of being an inclusive community, but it also recognizes that this is, you know, a difficult time and might be difficult to find resources and connect. So this puts everything in one place.
What was the process for developing the guide?
We had a working group specifically initially garnered towards hate-motivated graffiti and other types of things. And from there, we talked about the neighborhood's goal and some of our commitments, as well as the Ready team, which is Paulina's team, and just chatted as a staff group and amongst ourselves about what the community's been asking for. And so put together with local community partners some of the resources they had so that the community, as I said, could find everything in one place for programs and supports that are already out there in the community.
Why does the guide bring in community partners and highlighting alternatives to reporting hate incidents to the police?
We're just meeting where people where they're at and where they feel most comfortable approaching what, you know, can be an emotional and challenging situation to go through and to report about. the purpose is to just let them know there's additional supports and in recognition of the experience that they've had.
And here Julie adds a bit to Paulina's answer.
Again, providing all those resources that do exist already and showing them that there's opportunities to connect in whatever way they're comfortable was a main goal of this. So as you'll see in some of the steps for reporting, we identify, you know, when certain methods are most important, but we're leaving it, again, open to community members to look at the resources available and take action based on where they're at.
How does this new guide help meet the goal of the city and your roles within the city in supporting an inclusive community and combating hate and discrimination?
This is one of many resources that we hope to offer to support an inclusive community. As a team, from the neighborhood's perspective, strong and connected communities is kind of our goal in meeting neighbors to explore those things in many different ways, you know, programs, supports, and this is just another resource to add to the toolkit on that front. As well, one of the city's strategic priorities in the strategic plan is advancing that work with the READY team. So I'll pass that over to Paulina to speak about that.
To develop the city's plan, we engage with community members about what's important to them. And we know that working on making our community more accessible, more inclusive, making people feel welcome in our community is important to them. And it's something that they want the city to prioritize in our programs, services, and policies. And that also, of course, anti-racism is a key part of making people, everyone feel included and welcome. So that is one of our strategic priorities. And the development of this guide fits really well with that and helps us to advance this work. I also wanted to share that reporting hate can help to local agencies to have more information so that they know how can we better educate, inform people, and also to put things in place so that we can be more proactive in the future.
Julie adds some concluding thoughts.
I just wanted to highlight, you know, the main goal here is that we want to show that Waterloo is a diverse and inclusive community where hate isn't welcome. And this guide, you know, helps residents navigate reporting, access to resources, community organizations that can support, you know, when something does happen and be part of that movement to stop it.
You have been listening to an interview with Julie Legg, the Supervisor of Neighborhood Services, and Paulina Rodriguez, the Anti-Racism and Social Justice Advocate, both with the City of Waterloo. They spoke about the new guide that the city developed with community partners for reporting and responding to hate-motivated incidents in Waterloo Region. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.